Ancient Israel was invaded by Babylon about the year 600 BC. In the process, Jerusalem was destroyed. The temple was ruined. The Jews lost their whole lifestyle as they knew it because they themselves were forced into exile. During that tragic time, many of them abandoned the faith of their ancestors, and they went over to the worship of pagan gods. Eventually, they were allowed to return back home by Cyrus the Great, but only a small fragment of them chose to do so. And those who did return began to rebuild their lives and to recover their heritage. They rediscovered the faith of their ancestors. In today's first reading, Ezra, the high priest, stood up on a high wooden platform so he could be seen and heard by the crowd. And from daybreak until noon, imagine, almost 6 hours long, he read from the scroll of the book of the law, the Jewish scriptures. And the people were so overjoyed to again hear the word of God that seemed to have been lost to them. And they began to celebrate. For them, a new era had begun. Well, in our gospel this morning, Jesus returns home to Nazareth. He had left to establish his own life, and he was baptized in the Jordan River by John. But today, as he comes home, he goes to the synagogue on the Sabbath, which, as St. Luke points out, was his custom to do. So he takes up the sacred scroll, just like Ezra did. He serves as the lector for the day. And he reads from the prophet Isaiah, which said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. That Spirit has sent him to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to restore sight to the blind, to release those in prison, to proclaim God's favor to the people. And when he had concluded the reading, he said to the crowd, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." For them, a whole new era had also begun, because Jesus went forth from there and brought it about by his actions. He became literally the Word of God alive in the world. Jesus was the good news, because people saw in him the liberty and recovery and salvation that he talked about. This gospel today sets the stage for Jesus' entire public ministry. It provides, in a nutshell, the summary of his message. It outlines the purpose of his ministry. It sets the theme for his life. The scriptures today, I think, teach us two things. The first is the importance of worshiping God, of being here in church, to be able to hear the word of God. If even Jesus, who was the Son of God, needed to go to church, is that need any less for us? Weekly worship of God needs to be a primary responsibility. And the second thing that we learn is that for the word of God to be effective, it must be proclaimed and lived through our actions in our daily lives, sharing the message of hope and faith, of salvation and peace. We need to reach out to our brothers and sisters who aren't with us and share the good news with them. St. Paul reminds us in our second reading today that we are all parts of the body of Christ. We are all the arms and hands and feet of Jesus in our world today. All of us have a part to play. And if we aren't doing that, then everybody ends up suffering.